Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the story of Richard Allen, his words, his confessions, and the tangled web of doubt surrounding the Delphi murders. A day in court that started with an ordinary hum of anticipation would soon unravel into a chorus of confessions, denials, and one unnervingly familiar voice that might just hold the key to it all. The scene was set. Day 15 of Richard Allen's trial in the small town of Delphi had the courtroom packed and buzzing. But it wasn't just curiosity driving the crowd. This was a case that had languished in cold case status for years, leaving unanswered questions, shattered families, and a community desperate for justice. When Allen took his first steps into the courtroom, his demeanor was solemn, almost resigned. But it was what would come from his own mouth that would leave the audience breathless. The prosecution wasted no time, calling Indiana State Police Master Trooper Brian Harshman to the stand. 30 years of experience in law enforcement had not prepared him for this case, one he had been monitoring intently since April 2020. His assignment? To listen to every word Richard Allen uttered while incarcerated. Over 700 phone calls, Harshman testified, had been meticulously analyzed. His words were measured, each revelation unfolding like a tightly wound coil ready to spring. First up, November 14th, 2022. A call between Allen and his wife, Kathy, was played for the jury. In it, Allen's voice quivered, not with fear, but with something more akin to resignation. "Tell the investigators to come get me," he pleaded. "I'll tell them whatever they want to hear." Kathy's voice cracked as she responded, "You need to just hang in there." Allen, seemingly aware of his family's growing anguish, sobbed audibly. The jury, transfixed, listened as he whispered, "I'm sorry, baby. You don't know what I would give to see you one last time." But this was just the beginning. Another call from April 2023 revealed a man clutching for some semblance of redemption. Allen told his mother he had accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. It was as if he needed some divine force to wash away his sins, or the guilt he had begun to carry, real or imagined. His mother, Janice, tried to hold on to hope, her voice fragile yet firm. "I will always love you," she told him. A mother's unconditional love, seemingly impervious to the possibility of what her son had done. The prosecution kept pressing, unrelenting, and soon the courtroom heard an even more chilling call. I did it. I killed Abby and Libby, Allen confessed to Kathy on April 3rd, 2023. Her denial was immediate, almost visceral. No, you didn't. No, you didn't, dear. She begged him to reconsider, to somehow retract the confession she refused to accept. The jury watched as Kathy's reality seemed to fracture, her voice thick with disbelief. They are messing with your mind, she told him, hoping beyond hope that some outside influence was to blame. It was as though each call revealed another splinter of Allen's mental state. By May 10th, 2023, Allen's voice had morphed into something fragile, unhinged. I may be losing my mind, he admitted. The desperation was palpable. Yet, there it was again. The haunting refrain. I did it. Each confession was a dagger to Kathy's heart, and her disbelief became a repetitive shield, her last line of emotional defense. The most jarring moment of all came in a May 17th call to his mother. Did Kathy tell you I did it? Allen asked, the weight of his words filling the courtroom like a thick fog. Janice responded with desperation. Just saying it doesn't mean you did it. Allen, his voice flat, replied, It does, when I did. His mother clung to hope, to the idea that he was merely being manipulated, but the jury heard the bleak certainty in Allen's voice. And yet, as damning as these confessions seemed, the defense would argue that his mind was fractured, a victim of harsh conditions and possible psychological manipulation. Master Trooper Harshman knew these calls well. His job was to observe, to listen, and to identify the voice on Libby German's infamous Down the Hill video. Harshman was certain the voice he declared to the jury was Allen's. The courtroom hushed. Here it was, a thread seemingly tying the suspect to the crime. But the defense was quick to seize on the ambiguity, pointing to the medication Allen had been taking, arguing it might alter his voice. After all, the human mind can be a fragile, breakable thing, and Allen's mental state was anything but ordinary. Then came the revelation about the white van, a detail that could either damn or absolve Allen. During one of his confessions, Allen had described seeing a white van, an observation that matched Brad Weber's van located near the crime scene. Harshman testified that the only people who would have known about the van's presence were the victims and the perpetrator. Was this knowledge a sign of Allen's guilt or just another layer of the enigma? Cross-examination began, and the defense aimed to shred Harshman's certainty. Defense attorney Bradley Rossi zeroed in on the inconsistencies. Why hadn't Weber been more scrutinized, given his proximity to the crime scene? Was Allen's voice really that distinguishable from the thousands of tips they'd received over the years? The jury listened, some leaning forward, others trying to mask their reactions. Was the prosecution's case as airtight as it appeared, or was there still room for reasonable doubt? The trial's most unsettling twist, though, was Allen's mental state. Testimony about his erratic behavior, rolling in food, eating feces, and even hinting at suicidal thoughts, painted a portrait of a man whose sanity seemed to hang by a thread. The defense pressed hard on this point. If Allen was truly losing his mind, were his confessions reliable, or were they the ravings of a man unraveling? And yet, no one could ignore the chilling simplicity of Allen's words. I did it, he'd said over and over, as if willing himself to believe it or trying desperately to accept a reality he could no longer comprehend. Was it guilt, manipulation, or something deeper? A man grappling with his own sense of self, his morality eroding under the pressure? The room sat in tense silence, each word peeling away another layer of a case that had become a maze of confessions, contradictions, and a search for the unvarnished truth. One thing was certain, this was far from over. So here we are, 15 days deep into a trial that is revealing not just the dark complexities of a suspect's mind, but also serious questions about the integrity of the evidence. And as we dissect these unsettling confessions, we have to scrutinize the framework holding this case together. Richard Allen's repeated admissions of guilt feel like a smoking gun. But how reliable is that smoke when we consider the conditions under which those words were spoken? Let's think critically about what the prosecution is presenting. A voice on a tape, an unspent bullet, phone calls with confessions. But is this enough? Master Trooper Harshman, with 30 years of experience, confidently linked Allen's voice to the Bridge Guy recording. Yet, the defense raises a crucial point. Medications, mental deterioration, and the relentless pressure of surveillance could alter the very cues Harshman is relying on. How ironclad is this voice identification when so many factors could influence it? And then there's the detail of the white van. Harshman seemed convinced that Allen's mention of it could only come from first-hand knowledge of the crime. But let's not forget that over 14,000 tips flooded in over the years. How can we be certain that the van detail wasn't something Allen absorbed during his time in jail, consciously or unconsciously? Is the prosecution connecting the dots convincingly, or are they constructing a narrative that overlooks the gaps? The bullet evidence, too, raises serious questions. An unspent round that matches Allen's gun may sound damning. But how solid is the forensic link? Ballistics can be a contentious science, and we've seen cases in the past where what seemed irrefutable turned out to be anything but. Can we trust that this piece of evidence truly ties Allen to the scene, or does it introduce more doubt? Ultimately, this trial has become a test of the evidence's resilience under scrutiny. Are we seeing a clear path to justice? Or is this case built on a foundation that could crack under the weight of reasonable doubt? We'll keep examining every angle. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Bruschi. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any crucial updates as this trial unfolds.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. In the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NoCD comes in. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.